But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Hey, you guys, we are back with Randy, Will, LJ, Maestro, and Timmy, and we are just having the best time on this panel. Make sure if you are just tuning into part two, make sure you just go back right now, listen to part one, and then come back to this episode because you don't want to miss what we're doing. We are playing Cray or Bay, and we are answering all of your dating questions. Yes, we are picking these guys' brain, and they are giving you their unfiltered opinions on things / situations that ladies do. All right, enjoy the episode. How do you guys feel if your friend has already hooked up with the girl that you like? So let's say you like this girl, but then you find out that your friend has already gotten with her.
She smashed the homie.
How do you feel?
At this point, I just want to smash rather than be with her.
There comes non-committal.
Yeah. I mean, that's anything that's gonna happen. I'm not gonna date you anymore. Like, that's just not.
Yeah, that's kind of a lot of men I know.
Okay.
I think it's something where you gotta ask your boy, like, hey, would it be okay? Because I've been in a lot of situations. Yeah, dude.
So is bro code real?
You would want to marry that girl. If you, like, for some reason were like, this girl's perfect. But I think that's a pretty hard situation for yourself.
I've seen this movie called The Best Man. It's like this black movie, and basically this guy dated this girl. He didn't date her in college. They hooked up in college. Mm-hmm. And then his friend wanted to get married to her, like, years later. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was one of those things where he's like, I can't tell my... But he's like the best man in everything. But he can't tell his friend that's about to get married to his friend, because they were just friends, that they hooked up.
I would have saw that way earlier if you asked.
Are you about to get married? I mean, how would you feel? I want to know, how would you feel as a female if you hooked up with your friend?
Yeah.
And you're about to get married. Should he just tell your husband? Or just shut up and just... die with it.
So wait, you and he was coming, and the friend was coming to my wait.
No, your husband knows it. Like,
your maid of honor hooked up with your husband that you're getting married to.
And should she tell you about it?
Because she wanted you to be happy, though. She saw that you liked
it. I don't think I would like that.
No, that's what I'm saying. So broke home, but I can't tell. I don't want to tell you because I might hurt your feelings.
What?
I would want to know.
You'd want
see, to see how that's
yeah, okay, I want to know. Aired out
immediately. Yeah, I want to know. Up on the
like list. As soon as you know that they're dating, you're
about to get married.
By the way,
they're about to get married.
Your connection is unstable.
Okay.
That's always good for a stream.
Yeah, that's always good. We'll just leave it. Whatever. It's fine. Yeah, it's unstable.
We're all unstable.
Okay.
I'm thinking out of my head. I am.
All right. How much does your friend's opinion about a girl matter to you?
Depends on the friend.
Depends on the friend.
I don't understand the question.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, that question.
So, how much does your... So, let's say you're dating a girl, and your friends are like, we don't like
her. They all don't like her.
What do you think about, like, does that make you go, okay, I can't be with this
That's
girl?
That's what I was going to say. If they hate, I don't care. But if they like her, you know, it matters. But if you're trying to hate on my girl, then...
I mean, I think that's the thing too, because most of us probably have some pretty mature friends. So if you don't like her, it's like, well, right. Why? What happened?
It's a double
I saw her flirting with dudes in the mall. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a bad shit at this point. Like,
you know, there's got to be a reason.
For me, it's a double take. If my friends were to say that, I'm like, I have to like really look at the situation again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, yep.
Be a good wake up.
Yeah. It's a wake up call. Like, yeah, that's what I mean.
I would say
if
she does
from the wrong angle, she is crazy, and I'm just blind into it because I really like.
Right.
Alright. Game time again, you guys. This game is called Cray or Bay. Okay, so I'm gonna put up some situations, things, etc. And you're gonna say either you think that's crazy or you're like, okay, that's a bay move. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay.
You sometimes, get me, Timmy? You get me?
Sometimes you want that little crazy to be your bae, though. You know?
Exactly. I did a whole podcast
this
episode.
Is kind of difficult.
I know. You love a little crazy.
Right.
Did you make me slush up?
Oh, yeah. Of course I did. Okay. So, Cray or Bae, let's play it. Number one, double texting. You want to switch the slideroo?
Double
texting. How do we feel? Do we think that's crazy?
What is that?
It's where like they send a bunch of texts to you. Like, let's say they're like, hey,
oh,
how are you?
Bae.
Oh, he loves that.
What's that again?
Like, where they text you a lot.
Maybe I'm a double texter, because I don't even know.
They don't respond yet, and then they text you again. Like, multiple texts.
My best was 53 texts.
I would never
do that. Yes. 53 checks.
But she made them?
I would never not respond.
You and we were not working things out very well. You know?
Okay, then she was afraid then.
Okay, guys, we gotta... My ears over here are gonna die. So much talking over
my, my feelings are, I don't think I would ever not text somebody back. Even if I didn't like them, I would kind of just, like, drop hints that, like...
You've never had one of those,
yes.
Then.
That's...
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh, it paused?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's happening. Well, that's because you're Randy and you're so sweet.
Aww.
I've done a lot of, like, not responding, which is bad.
You guys are savage.
No, sometimes it's the only solution.
I don't know what to do, though.
Okay, I think, have them let us know if it's still paused, and then...
Well, it shows your connection.
Someone said I figured it was my AT&T internet.
Oh, maybe it's their AT&T.
No, it's us.
Okay.
Is it Wi-Fi?
It's okay, Wi-Fi. Sorry.
There's a little orange.
I have a hotspot if I did all let you have it.
The show has got to go on.
Yeah.
All right, next thing between Prayer Bay is... So what are we? Joy, you want to click the... Yep. No, it's okay. So what are we after a couple weeks of dating? What do you guys think about that?
Is that a text? Or is that in person?
So, either. This girl, you guys have been dating for a couple weeks, and she says, so what are we?
Let it happen
naturally. You better go months later, yeah, girl.
Stop. Please let that happen naturally. Don't ever say, so what are we?
So, okay, actually, now that I have a bunch of guys' brains, so a lot of times what happens with relationships is the girl goes, I don't know what he thinks. Is the best thing you guys would say is to just, like, communicate with you? Or, like, how should they communicate with you when they want to maybe move things to a more serious note?
I'm for that. I'm for you.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm for you saying exactly how you feel, being honest.
Yeah.
Give me the opportunity to be honest with you if I'm not feeling shit. Because honestly, sometimes you're kind of looking for a way to just, like, drop a hint or drop a signal that you're not about it.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to say it upright. And if some girl said to me, like, hey, I'm really interested in you, and I want to be more than just whatever we are, and I wasn't feeling that, it gives me an opportunity to just say that honestly, as opposed to, like, this weird, you know, charade,
where you're like, I kind of
want to be doing other things, seeing other people, you know.
Yeah.
I'm for communicating.
Awesome. Okay, so Cray,
Bay, yeah, we need to hear Cray.
Cray point of view, we have Will and we have Timmy, who says Cray. So elaborate why you think that's
I think you were
Cray.
Kind of talking about it already. Like,
yeah, I think you should just let it happen naturally. Like, there's a difference between what you were saying as well.
Yeah.
Like, playing a game where you're going to be, like, putting the onus on the other person to establish where you are in the relationship, other than coming out yourself and saying, this is where I am, and I want to know your thoughts as well.
Right? So you're saying if they were to just say that,
so what
they're
you?
Just putting it on you to get your answer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think that's kind of more
true. Because if you like her, you tell her you're not ready yet.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a public clapback. So responding to haters on social media. So let's say someone says something messed up in a comment and the girl goes back and she's like, oh, you little... Are you like, is that's like bae? Like, she's sticking up for herself. Heck yeah, I get it, girl.
Or
are you like, you're crazy. Don't give these people your time of day.
Or she's crazy.
I'm like not in the scene, I guess. I don't understand this at all. So somebody's hating on your girl in like her threads, and then she responds back and is like, fuck you.
Let's say she's like an IG model or something.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Okay, so we got a bae from Randy, we have a Cray from Timmy, we have a, what is that, bae from LJ, bae from Mystone, bae from Will.
Yeah, we're all
okay. We love it. We have a Cray. Timmy, you want to elaborate just a little bit?
If you don't have haters, you're not popping. Your photo's popping. Let them hate. Like, let it go.
Oh, okay.
I feel like as the man in the relationship, well, I don't want to say it. In biblical, as the man in the relationship, your job is to lead the woman. So I think that's bae. And it's just hey, baby, let me explain to you. You know, if you don't have haters, then you're not popping, you know? But that don't make her crazy. I think that just makes you have to step your game up as the man and kind of lead her into that, because we're supposed to be teaching each other and becoming more mature together. So it's like, hey, babe, you know, you can,
so,
you're going to have haters.
So maestro, so if, you know, this future bae, okay, are you going to hop in the comments and go ahead and respond, clap back for her?
I'm going to call and say, don't worry about that. Like,
delete it.
Oh,
we're doing what
there
we're
go.
Doing. We're moving here.
What if she keeps,
okay,
what if she keeps
it.
Doing it?
I love it.
What happens if she keeps doing it?
Guys,
she crazy or she's still bad?
I mean, it still kind of depends on who she is. I manage a client who's got over 700,000 subscribers.
She
she responds to some of them because they hate bad. And it's like, and the stuff that they say is like, whoa.
Don't respond.
They even said that on your page.
Yeah, block your comments.
Yeah.
Something.
And that's what she does now. They call her... Queen, Blockiana. They call her Blockiana.
That's funny.
And she's like, everyone just gave her the name Blockiana.
I love it. All right, next up, clinginess. Do you guys like a girl who is all about you, all over you, all the time? We have a Cray from Timmy. We have a Cray from Elder. We have a Cray from Randy. We have a, I think, a Cray from Maestro and a Cray from Will. So we hate clinginess. We like to do our own thing. That's what the moral, the...
Yeah, I always think it's a positive look when your significant other, they got something else that they're all about as well. You know, it drives them, it motivates them. If you are your significant other's only form of business that they're interested in, that seems like a problem to me.
Okay. All right, good to know.
Damn. It's like silent.
Showing up to your work unannounced. So you're at work and she's like, hey, babe. Do we like it or not? We have Bay from Will. We have Cray from Maestro. We have Bay from Randy. We have Bay from Timmy. And we have Bay from LJ. I'm on your side. I'm like, I'm doing my thing. You can, like, I'll see you later. What are you doing here? That's how I feel. But I'm also.
So it's not, my surprise is some flowers and food for lunch or something.
You know, I don't like that. I mean, you gotta tell me. I love surprises, like when I'm doing, when I'm working, and I'm like,
okay,
that's, we can do that later. Surprise me when I'm not working.
Bad, right? I feel like a lot of times they're trying to catch you in somewhere, like, why are you popping up on my
That's just one female's perspective, though. Some girls love that.
What if it was time
for me, it's just
they knew what time you were going to be on lunch,
well,
and when that happens.
See, my problem is that when I'm working, my attention is at my work.
That
and when someone 100%. Comes with flowers and food, of course I want to appreciate them and, like,
I'm just
doing
it off.
I know, but I feel bad because my attention isn't there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel, why I wouldn't like it.
What if it was at the right time? You were getting off for lunch, your significant other knew, they showed up with lunch.
Lunch is different because I'm not working.
Oh, so that wouldn't count.
If I'm sitting at my work and you came up unannounced, I'd be like, hi, I've got to do this. What?
I agree with
that. See, my job was just anytime anyone would be popping for a meeting, so you come and I was like, why you ain't got time for me? You ain't supposed to.
You're like, no,
I can't be.
When I get out of here,
there's
an occupation.
All right, calling your mom for fun. You're dating a girl.
Yeah.
And she calls your mom for fun.
Oh, family.
Do we think it's Cray or Bay? We think Randy Cray. We have Bay from Timmy. We have Bay from LJ. We have Bay from Maestro. And we have Cray from Will.
Calling my mom, right?
Calling your mom, yes.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Man, I don't know. That
she has a relationship.
My mom is a gossip. I love her. But if my significant other is talking to my mom about something.
See, baby pictures.
Oh, wow. You're going to take sides.
What?
You're going to take sides.
No, I just worry.
He doesn't know what
stuff's
going to
say. Yeah, stuff's going to come out. Both sides. Everybody's going to be talking about it.
I had an ex-girlfriend once go over to my parents' house without me there and just hang out with my parents. And it was weirdest feeling I've been
in
my life. I was like, oh, just please don't.
Okay. Next up is tells you to stop hanging out with a friend. So you're dating a girl, and she's like, I don't like that friend. You can't hang out with him anymore.
What is like?
Will says that's Cray. Maestro says Cray. Brandy says Cray. Timmy says Bay. Ooh, I gotta hear that.
Yeah.
LJ says Cray. Timmy, why is that a Bay move from telling you to stop hanging out with a friend?
I mean, it depends. I just feel like if you have a woman by your side, she can always see, like, through some people that are so-called friends. If I was, like, an athlete or a football, anyone.
Truly, you have some instincts.
And then you have these friends that always come to turn up with me all the time, but never there when I'm, like, actually doing something, like, super positive. Like,
yeah.
come help me in community service. Oh, I can't do it. I'm going to Poppy tonight. You don't be there. I'll be there tonight. And she's like, hey, you know, you need to come. Because why would she tell you not to be friend cool like other dudes if they're bringing some type of impact to your life? That's okay. What I think.
Who thinks it's crap? Who do you feel strong?
It's fun to surround yourself with like a different group of people. You're going to have some shitty friends.
Yeah.
And sometimes she's going to have to realize that like, every once in a while, inside the group, there's gonna be some shit people.
Yeah.
And like, and just get over it. Because like, it's gonna be in any group that you're at. Like, there's gonna be somebody that annoys you. And I have friends that would maybe annoy some of my girls that I'm interested in. So
and,
I was like,
and
you're gonna finish this.
No, that's all I'm saying. It's like,
Well, and you just never know what that person contributes to that person's life. I mean, it could be someone that was there when my grandma died, my brother died.
Right. Yeah.
He's always had my back. And because you heard him say, yo, let's go fuck some bitches or something.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want
to hang out. So you want her to just
like,
trust
you. That's how men talk. Like, baby, calm down, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking over here.
All right.
Fucking you.
Staying at your house after you've left. So you get up in the morning, you go to work, and then you find out, you look at her locations, and she's still there at your house chilling.
If she's my girl, that's Bae, though.
But you guys don't live together, right, at this point.
No, man.
So we got Bae from LJ, we got Bae from Timmy.
She's comfortable.
Bae from Randy, Bae from Maestro, and Bae from Will. We love it.
We love it.
Great.
He's going to say when my work is my apartment.
If the juice is worth the squeeze.
If the juice is worth the squeeze.
I come home from work, we love it.
Next up, she's telling you what to eat. Like, you go to get a donut, she says, you can't have that. We got Bae from Maestro, Bae from Will, Bae from Randy, Bae from Timmy, and Cray from LJ. Okay, Cray. LJ, elaborate on why you don't like when girls tell you what to eat.
I want to indulge on a snack.
Well, because I don't always know what I want to eat. So, like, how is she going to start telling me? Like, she's gonna be like, she's gluten-free now, I'm gluten-free, and she's vegan, I'm vegan. Like, no, come on now.
No.
I look at it in a different way, because what if you told her you wanted to lose 10 pounds by summer, and she sees you picking up a donut, and she said, don't eat that.
So you like that?
I like it when it
aligns with your personal goals.
Like, it's funny how though when the roles reverse, if I ask that question,
I can't tell you that.
He wants to be like,
I'm not telling you not to eat
All right, next up is tells you to change your wardrobe. She doesn't like your clothes, and so Bae, we got Bae from Maestro, Bae from Will, Bae from Randy, Bae from Timmy, and Bae from LJ. We love it.
I'm just like,
it's really rare that happens and they don't know what they're talking about.
That part, they for sure have better judgment than
you
do. Yeah, that's true. Next up and last up is she likes to party or go clubbing. Do we think that's Cray or that's Bae? Because so do you. No, I'm kidding. Bae from, neutral from Maestro.
I'm halfway between.
Neutral from Will.
Neutral
from Randy. Cray from Timmy. And Bae from LJ. So Timmy, you said it's Cray, yet you were just talking about going to Poppy. So I'd like to talk about that. He's very, it's a turn off. And then if she does it, then you don't.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah, so what is this about? Elaborate why you think if a girl likes to party or go clubbing that you think that's a little cray.
Are we talking about all the time or something?
Yes, all the time. Yeah, this girl loves every weekend.
We're just not gonna do it. Because I just know that lifestyle. I'm not a girl either. I just know that lifestyle. What is it? You're gonna go out, turn up, get drunk?
Yeah.
I don't know what happens. I gotta work in the morning, so I'm ready to sleep.
I never understood. I never understood clubs. If you're listening and you don't live in LA, so clubs, this is what happens. It's a bunch of girls sitting on booths. They're like,
exactly.
They're like this. They're like, and you're like,
it's the same thing.
I've been to them. When I first moved here, I went to a couple. So I was like, oh my god, these are like the fun thing people do.
Yeah.
I got there and like looking, I'm like, these girls are not having actual fun. Like,
nobody's on the dance floor.
I'm up on the DJ booth.
I mean, if she's not a girl that dances when she's out, I am absolutely not
interested. Oh, that's what I didn't understand. I was like there and I was like,
so if it's a girl who's like, look, I like to go out because I like to dance and that's what she does.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm all into it. In. That's fun. Yeah. I hope that you would like to bring me with you.
Yeah.
But if she's gonna sit at the club and like hang out.
Not answer her taste LA.
Like, see
it. Because it's LA.
Yeah. All right, guys. That was the last of the game.
Hey.
Oh. questions. I'll start out the ones that I got on the DMs, and if you got any, then you can blurt them out.
Cool.
Okay. What is the hardest part about dating apps for you?
MySpace.
People.
You don't like people. Crazy people. Okay.
Crazy people.
All right.
Okay. Not interested in dating apps. Okay. I think they're stupid.
That's right. Yeah. What is the biggest difference dating-wise from your hometown to LA? So wherever your hometown is, what do you think is the biggest difference dating here versus dating there?
I think women here are more bougie than back in New York. Mm-hmm. A lot more bougie. Mm-hmm. Especially since it's so close to Hollywood, everyone wants to be an actress or model or producer. You know, not everybody, yeah. But you know, back in New York, you can genuinely say, "Yo, what's good? How you doing?" And "Oh, hi." You know,
yeah.
Like, everyone thinks you want to get at them or something. You're like, "Hey, how you?" You can just be holding the door. It's like, what the. I wasn't trying to get at you. I was trying to be a gentleman, you know?
I think ladies in Los Angeles have no regards for safety. You can literally tell a girl on Instagram or whatever, come over, and they'll just go to a nice place. Whereas back home, Texan, like, you're not probably going to see her place for like 5 weeks or so. That's in LA, you can be like, "I'm having a pregame with the boys, come through. What's your address?" And they're like right there, right? I'm like, yeah. You even like, and guys too, you gotta be safe. You can't just have a girl. I mean, everyone wants a girl to come over first night, doesn't matter. But, I mean, you gotta think about your safety too, you know? So.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Put them out by one.
Differences between dating in your hometown versus LA?
Back in Minnesota, like, you kind of know the girl's history.
Yeah.
so that's kind of, there's some comfort in that. Like, we talked about before, like, would you date somebody that, like, has already dated one of your friends? I'm like, back home, that's how it was. You know what I mean?
And that's, I did that every ex.
Well, so there was actually some comfort in that. Yeah. Like, oh, like, you know, she's like a good person. Like, I saw how she treated other people that she dated.
And even if you don't know them, you know someone who knows them. And,
yeah, like, you can kind of, like, get a feel for it. Yeah. And, out here, just so darn blind.
Okay.
It's just a bizarre experience. It's fun though, too. At the same time.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys, this is the end.
Thank you.
I have the best panel ever, right? This is amazing.
Thanks for having us.
Went to school.
We're going to tell them at the very end of the episode what that means, but I want you guys to get a chance, whatever you want to promote. You got an amazing company. You guys are all go-getters. Promote what you want. Tell these people where to find you. And they're mostly single, most of them. Except for the one that's about to talk. LJ, go ahead.
Check us out at, like, juicebot.com or go on Instagram at juicebot. It's juicebot, like B-O-T, kind of like robot.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 10 locations around the city right now. Neiman Marcus in Beverly Hills, Nordstrom's Santa Monica, Bessie's Vegan Paradise in East Hollywood, Sunbeat Deli right by the Viper Room on Sunset. So just come check out Juicebot. It's kind of like a red box for juice.
Maybe since he doesn't take girls on fancy first dates, he goes to Juicebot.
Right. Come on now.
Gets himself a juice wherever they go.
Right. Will you be able to show her that you don't really understand the future and then you really care about her nutrition, so it'd be possible.
There we go. Okay. Next up to me.
I don't have anything to promote but myself. Add me on Instagram.
Yes.
TimmyTayo. TimmyTayo.
And remember, ladies, he's an aerospace salesman. All right, Randy, tell us.
Go check out Simple Gardens at simplegardens.com. Also on Instagram, simple.gardens. And on Facebook, Simple Gardens. Our company's trying to do some really cool stuff. We'd love to get you on our pre-order wait list for our automatic wall gardens. It's the future of food. These things are state-of-the-art. They look beautiful like art pieces. If you don't love our website renderings of what these things are going to look like, you don't have good design in your home because they look nice. They look nice. Go check them out.
All right. Do you want to give your personal at all?
My Instagram is Randall the Lizard. I'm a total dork. like from Monsters, Inc., if anyone gets that reference. That's the whole point of that, Randall the Lizard.
I was wondering.
It's literally Randall the Lizard. I'm a dork. I post dumb stuff. But if you want to go check it out, you know, give me some clout. You know, we're not like, we're always looking for clout, I guess. So,
All right, Maestro. What do we want to promote here?
My company is First, F-I-R-S-T, Trek, T-R-A-C-K, entertainment.com.
The first track of every album is the intro, so it's the introduction of who we are, First Track Entertainment. My Instagram is The True Maestro, T-H-E-T-R-U-E. Maestro is M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Should be a picture of me and Will Smith. Check me out. My phone number is 323-555-5555.
No.
911.
And so, remember, if you want to date him, he won't have time for you.
And I won't pay for the first date.
And he ain't paying. Yeah, okay, Will, go ahead.
My buddies and I just finished up post-production on our first short film. My best friend Rhett did basically everything on it, and it's his production company as well. It's called Countless Sheep. You can find it on Vimeo if you want to watch it. It's awesome. Super sick. Yeah.
And do you want to tell us your Instagram?
It is Will Wright, at Will Wright with four L's.
Right. Okay. I was typing it today, and I was like, wait, did I get the right amount of L's?
It's a lot.
So now you know where to find all these amazing men, and you guys know where to find me, at Heather A. Hopkins. If you don't already follow me, give me a follow. And I love you all. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Okay.
Oh, the juice is worth the squeeze.
Oh my gosh, wait, okay. Don't exit now. The juice is worth the squeeze. We're saying this because it's gonna be really lame of a reveal, but
yeah.
We're saying this because if we turn the camera.
It's probably reversed.
Yes, yeah. there is a wall next to us that says the juice is worth the squeeze. Yeah. So it's our new inside joke with this panel. And if you listen to the show, maybe you can just comment on my photos. The juice is worth the squeeze and we'll know who you are. Okay, guys, have an awesome rest of your week.
Bye! See you at the coffee shop.
You guys, I am so sad that this was the last episode of season 3. Looking back, it has been just the most amazing season. I had some of my favorite guests I've ever had, and I can tell you that on September 15th, my life is going to change a lot. A lot. And I'm going to need every bit of your support, literally I need all hands on deck. And you guys will never know how much this podcast means to me, how much every comment you guys make, every message I receive saying you laugh so much or you enjoyed this. It all means just so, so much to me. You'll never know. But I can tell you that there is a lot to expect from the hookup and from me. Life has changed completely. It's one of those things where you think your life's going to go one way, and then God takes your dream and then he supersizes it, and you're like, what? I would have never imagined ever doing this. But you also couldn't be more fulfilled, more happy, and just more grateful and in love with life. So I pray that you guys continue to support and continue to just spread love and spread joy, because that is my biggest mission that I could ever, that is everything to me in this world, is just spreading love and spreading joy. So if I can be a person that inspires you to do that, or inspires you to laugh more, or just make the best of a moment, make the best of life because you're here and you're alive, then I feel that's enough for me. So thank you guys for listening this season. I am so sad it's over, but this isn't the end. There is another season. I don't know the exact release date because things are about to get cray cray on my end, but you guys know I always will keep you in the loop, and just the most beautiful day always. And I will see you guys on Instagram. Okay. See you on Instagram at Heather A. Hopkins. Mwah. If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.